Welcome to service this evening. Thank you to everyone for being here. Let's join in prayer. Holy Spirit of God, bless our service tonight. Touch us all deeply with your time and silence in Scripture, the teaching, offering, Eucharist. Help us to open our minds and open our hearts at an ever deeper level and experience in Christ in a most profound way. We pray this in your most holy threefold name, transcendent Father, omnipresent Son, and eminent Holy Spirit, the divine indwelling.
Place of quiet, let us listen with the ear of the heart to God's word. The first reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5. Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, immaturity, impurity, licentiousness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I've warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The word of the Lord. The second reading is taken from Psalm 1. The response is, those who follow the Lord will have the light of life. Those who follow the Lord will have the light of life. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on the law day and night. Those who follow the Lord will have the light of light. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Those that follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. Not so with the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. The word of the Lord. The gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 11. The Lord said, "Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace. Woe to you. You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. The Gospel of the Lord and Savior.
Well, let's unpack this beginning with our gospel reading. Mr. Gurdjieff teaches us that the two giants that go before most of us in life are pride and vanity. And so he starts right off talking to the Pharisees and pointing out their vain ways. I feel for the Jews because their God, the revelation of their God, was a God of transcendence, a God before all existence, and no real teaching of divine indwelling as well. And so here comes Jesus, and he's pointing things right out. He's taking and turning it right back and putting the lens right on them. And then a Sadducee does what probably some of us have done when we were younger, and we try to stick up for somebody. We butt in, and Jesus gives it to them as well and touches their places of pride, saying, you, the same thing. And they're startled with this. What is this that's happening to us? Who's talking to us like this? What do you mean? These are the ways that we should be in front of God. It's all new to them. And then we move forward to the apostles' teachings in Galatia. And Galatia is a province of Rome. It's the home of Gentiles, and probably in the area we know today as central Turkey. And so here, Jesus' message is now getting to the Gentiles, and he's telling us something that's very important. They're pointing out the things that they know that they're doing to a degree. How much did we know of what we did until we began to develop something called observing eye? And we began to take our vision of the world and turn it back and look on ourselves and look deep inside and see how the psyche is formed and how it's working out there. Without that, how would we have known? All my years in formation in Christianity as a Catholic, until I came to this church, I never knew anything about looking inside. I really didn't even know how to pray inside. And yet Jesus is saying through his apostles, this is the way we need to be looking right now. And when we're looking in this way, there's an entirely different set of laws that we're under the experience of. When I go shopping, I don't see the mirrors. I don't see the cameras. Because the idea of shoplifting never occurs to me. So I'm not under those laws. Do you know what I mean? You're driving at highway speed. It's not until you start going well beyond the highway speed that you come under a new law. You can pass by all the signs that say 70 miles an hour, and you don't even pay attention to them. They're just not in our awareness. So he's saying to them, you'll not inherit the kingdom because you're not vibrating at the frequency that's necessary. And just like this microphone and body pack that I've got on, we change the frequency just a little bit and you'll hear my voice, but you won't hear amplification. It's the frequency. And this is all new to them. And then he says that if you follow these ways of the Spirit, against such there is no law. You're connecting yourself with these vibrations, these frequencies. If we live in the Spirit, we'll also follow the Spirit. Another thing that has happened to me since being with this church is that I've gone back quite a ways into my childhood to the time when I was really living under the Spirit, because I remember hearing the voices inside. I was always guided. Do this now. Help with this chore. Go here. Do you remember those times when you were guided like that? And then as our psychology formed, we stopped listening. And something else, we've come under a different vibration, a different set of influences. And through the practices of this church, I've grown back into that place where I can hear, that I'm looking and listening, much like I was as a boy. And so there's these laws that we're exposed to here that we didn't know existed before. Laws that we learn about on Thursday night in the work of Inner Christianity. The law of fate. The law of the pendulum. The law of reciprocal maintenance. So many different laws to be under. And we get to make a conscious choice of what those vibrations are going to be, that we are going to be vibrating with, the frequencies that we're going to be connected to. And when we are connected in a godly way, in Scripture, Paul is saying, these are the fruits that you'll know. These are the ways that we can tell that we're under these particular types of laws. To look a little bit further with that, we could turn to this special little book by Father Thomas called The Fruits and Gifts of the Spirit. So we spend a lot of time here in our church culture doing what Paul was basically teaching the Galatians about how to observe themselves, where they're falling short. We do a lot of that here. And something that we also do here, but could do more of, is observe and get into the relationships of the fruits that are actually acting through so many of us throughout the day, throughout our lives. Father Thomas has this little bit to say about the fruits of the Spirit, different than the gifts of the Spirit. It says the fruits of the Spirit are indications of God's presence at work in us in varying degrees and forms. Through fruits, the Spirit is becoming a reality in our life. By manifesting the fruits in daily life, we bear witness to the resurrection of Christ in a most profound manner. It's not so much preaching or teaching, but our rootedness in Spirit that communicates Christ's life to the people around us, to our family, friends, and with those whom we work. If we're rooted in Spirit, these fruits inevitably begin to appear. Can we just take a moment and reflect on that? And just how wonderfully so many of these fruits appear in our lives. I often use the example of a spiral staircase as a symbol of the purification that gradually takes place through contemplative prayer. In doing this, I mean to suggest that every time we move to a new level of recognition of our weaknesses and dependence on God for everything, we experience a kind of inner resurrection. And to put it into terms of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, the more we realize how unmanageable our lives are, how helpless we are to practice the virtues and to imitate Jesus, the more life becomes an adventure in following and allowing the Spirit to move us and to accompany us in daily life. The fruits are the first indication of our transformation in Christ. As we descend the spiral staircase into the depths of our own being and into the center of nothingness, the seven gifts of the Spirit, which are even more mature fruits, begin to manifest themselves. It's interesting there because when I first read about the spiral staircase, I was thinking I was going this way. I was going up. And Father Thomas is saying, oh no, no, we're going down inside into the darkness. And centering prayer is a method to become more and more sensitive to the Spirit within us. He says the Spirit is present within us. Unfortunately, when we're not available to the Spirit, we think that the Spirit is absent. Our unconsciousness contains all the emotional trauma of a lifetime that we have repressed, as well as enormous levels of energy and creativity. And every significant event of our life history is recorded in our bodies and nervous system. The undigested emotional material of a lifetime must be moved in order for the free flow of grace and the natural spiritual energies in the unconscious to manifest themselves. These energies appear as the qualities of, and find these qualities in your life, charity, joy, peace, meekness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, patience, and self-control. And he concludes, the fruits of the Spirit are nine aspects of the mind of Christ, as listed by St. Paul in Galatians that we read tonight. They are the direct opposite of the bitter fruits that we also heard about, of the false self. And the fruits of the Spirit grow together with the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And the Beatitudes, they are the ripe fruits of that transformation. Oh, may we continue to look deeply inside, to make a choice for conscious harmony, taking our attention, our identification, away from the eyes of the false personality, and allow the grace of the Holy Spirit in its fruits to live through us in our lives. In his name, amen. May God grant us a safe drive home, a restful night, and a peaceful day.